My name is Bob Strobel. I'm chair of the Town of Northwoods Planning Board and speaking for the planning board there tonight. My name is Bob Strobel. I'm chair of the Town of Northwoods Planning Board, and they have authorized me to speak tonight. Couple points, and I'll take off that professional or elected hat first. On your website, when you first posted the maps, I was a bit intrigued that Northwood was left off the website map, even though the alternate route goes through a significant portion of our town. I hope that's soon to be corrected. Questions I have for the EIS: the existing right-of-way, a significant portion goes through Northwood. I'd like to find out the impact of upgrading the right-of-way width on specifically the wildlife traffic patterns and travel patterns. Essentially, you're going from an existing 100-foot right-of-way to significantly more than that. Patterns include you're essentially changing from woodland travel to an open field. The location of the alternate route borders two of our conservation overlay zones, one in the west, it's on the southern bounds of that, and more distressingly, it bisects the conservation overlay zone that we have on the southeast that includes most of Saddleback Mountain. Essentially, if you're looking at a map of Northwood, where the alternate route goes from east-southeast to due south. And in those conservation zones, we only allow residential development. I applaud the use of the Granite GIS for developing your maps. I would encourage you to take a look at the Natural Services Network GIS layer that is there. In specific, it contains species habitat locations within the map. And you can use those to determine some more information on the EIS. Specifically on that layer, the wildlife crossings, the unfragmented lands, I'd like the EIS to include the total number of acres lost, not just for the right-of-way, but subtracting out the entire fragmented zone or fragmented acres. And a reminder that Granite does not include all of the GIS information. And that you need to talk to the Regional Planning Commissions for that. Thank you.
Thank